the last week or so, we've had significant issues with drone deliveries into Mountjoy Prison. This doesn't happen just at Mountjoy, but it's one area that's problematic at the moment. So our information is that at least three deliveries of drugs have taken place in recent times. There's a significant quantity each time in the region of about 70,000 euros worth. And the method of delivery is the drone flies in over the area at Mountjoy. They put inflammable liquid onto the package before they set it off. When it's dropped, it burns right through the net and delivers a significant quantity of illegal substances into the prison.
And with these substances kind of thrown on top of a current situation that's been well publicised in terms of overcrowding in Irish prisons at the minute, and this is kind of just another kind of incendiary aspect that can just make problems worse in Irish prisons at the minute, can't it?
Well, if you take the delivery of drugs into a chronically overcrowded prison setting, all right, so not just Mountjoy, but across the entire network, then there's obviously competition to obtain those drugs. There's pressures on individuals involved, and it's a significant issue for prison officers to deal with. So we have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of prisoners doubled up where there should be single cell accommodation. In fact, in Mountjoy alone, I'm just looking at figures, we've over 55 people sleeping on the floor every night for the last 10 nights. It's a shocking indictment on the Irish prison service. So when you put that together with the level of violence then that's associated with that, it's a huge issue for prison officers on the front line. And to that end, there was approximately 95 prisoner on prisoner assaults in Mountjoy last year, in the full year. And we're nearly at 85 prisoner on prisoner assaults to July. So there's nearly a doubling of the incidents. And that's obviously a huge issue for staff to deal with.